know you can't meditate. If you're afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Daily. The Cavs, two games away from me getting a Delhi jersey and wearing it without a shirt underneath it. And I love it. What a night last night it was at the Q. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I got to tell you, one of probably the most fun basketball game I've ever been to in my life, and certainly one where it was exhausting.
Yes.
And it was loud, and it was fun, but then it was tense at the end as a 17-point lead evaporated in a matter of minutes, and they were just holding on, and Steph Curry started raining in crazy threes, and then Delhi with the crazy three-point play where he throws it in. By the way, he's been released from the hospital where he was sent last night for cramping and severe dehydration, so that's good. Delhi, we need you, brother.
Get your fluid in you, bro.
Delhi!
Last night was amazing, and this morning, just, you know, waking up and enjoying my morning with my kids, my son's last day of school, I just started kind of going through what last night meant, not only to this city, what it meant to me personally, and how relevant it was in my sports career. And I would have to say that it is a top five sports event in my life that I've ever been a part of or witnessed in an arena.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
You couldn't even hear when they tried to do the Warriors introductions. All you could hear was "Let's go, Cavs." Could they did not? You didn't hear their introductions.
But Eric Thomas, the motivator, kind of like a along the same lines as a Tony Robbins, but a new age hip hop version of a self development type of guy.
Is that who did the All In?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't know
Eric
who
Thomas.
That was.
He's a Detroit guy.
Okay.
Okay, so he's a Detroit guy, Michigan guy. But he's national, okay. and he blows up. I mean, he is. Watch some of his videos, people. If that got you hype, watch some of his videos. Watch some of the speeches that he gives. I subscribe to his emails, so I get his motivating. His thank God it's Monday. If you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you know, that type of mentality. It was awesome. So that was cool. The first time my wife and I have ever made it in time to actually see full introductions of the Cleveland Cavaliers, which was awesome. I think the fans, the one question I continually had in my mind, because we don't know how loud Oracle Arena was, but we're about 5,000 more strong than Oracle Arena could even hold. And I'm just waiting for that comment, and maybe we'll hear it today from LeBron that Cleveland backed up the challenge to be louder than they've ever been before.
And it was loud. It was deafening in there at times. Gibbs, was that as loud as you've heard it there?
I take that as a yes.
It was pretty crazy last night. I'm trying to go back to those 2007 days, like when we clinched against the Pistons to go to the finals. Like that might be the only game I can equate it to. I mean, it was electric in that building last night. It was interesting because I'm driving home at like 3:45 this morning, I think, by the time we got out of the building. And I'm listening to Marcus Spears from Yahoo. He's an NBA insider, and he's on a show on CBS all night. And they asked him. He goes, I thought the fans were okay. He goes, I think the Oracle's still better. And I think, like, even Oklahoma City or their fan. I'm like, man, I don't know. You really want to go starting down that road? And the fans were engaged. More importantly, they were in their seats at tip-off, which drives me crazy when you're not for a big game like that. Everybody was in their seat. No one left. Everybody was there from start to finish, and everybody was engaged.
But Gibbs, my only quipe about the entire night, and in some cases it's because, and I don't know how it looked on TV, but looking down on the lower bowl, and I know that everyone sitting in the lower bowl spent a significant amount of money to sit in those seats. The one thing that slightly disappointed me, and again, very much envious of the way Oracle Arena looked on television, there were probably individuals that had net worths double and triple of what the lower bowl of the arena was last night at Oracle Arena. But every single one of them, regardless of who they were sitting at lower bowl, had a yellow shirt on. And there were individuals in that lower bowl that received a free t-shirt, but because they wanted to be seen in their designer this or who I'm wearing or whatever that is, put your wine shirt on and represent for the city of Cleveland and the Cleveland Cavaliers, because I wanted just a wine out. You know, the same way with our new uniforms, and we do an orange out and there's speckling of brown and white when you've been given an orange t-shirt on Monday Night Football versus the Ravens, potentially.
Put on the orange.
Put on the orange.
Now,
it's ridiculous, man. I don't get it. And the only argument you have is if, you know, for me, for example, I'm a 2X or 3X.
Right.
And that's an XL. I'll squeeze into it. Like, if they show me on camera, they're like, hey, why don't you have your shirt on? All right, fine. You want me to put it on? I'll put it on.
Right.
And, you know, I'll be uncomfortable for a few minutes.
Every arena that does that has that same problem. But somehow, 19,000 Golden State fans at Oracle Arena had on a yellow t-shirt. Put on the shirt, people.
Put on the shirt. Now, I'll be honest. I did not put on my shirt.
I had a wine shirt on.
Are you kidding me?
Can I finish?
What were you wearing last night, Kate?
I was wearing my wine throwback Cavs shirt that they are undefeated in, and so I wanted to go with it. I was in the same
fair
color.
Fair point. I apologize, Nathan.
I had final shirt on. I didn't put my shirt on, but I had a wine shirt
on. You would not have
known.
If they did the wide shot,
right.
You would have been,
that's
he's
my
in
point.
White. But it was a good luck shirt, and you better darn believe it. I don't care what it is that they want us to wear next time. I'm wearing that shirt. That shirt is undefeated.
Boo. So undefeated. Give away a yellow shirt, you're going to be the one guy in wine.
I don't know. That's a conundrum. That's a quandary. What am I supposed to do?
Follow the leader.
So what would you do in that situation, Gibbs?
What's the record in the shirt?
Undefeated this year.
Sorry, got to go with the shirt.
Undefeated.
I'm not superstitious like that.
Which game did we lose? We lost to the Bulls. We lost to the Bulls at home?
Opener.
The first game at home.
Yes.
Of that series. I didn't wear it to that game. So I think I've got to wear it. Because I had a blue throwback that I wore because I think it was like a blue.
But were you undefeated prior to wearing that?
Yeah.
And you chose not to wear it. Why would you ever not wear it?
Because it was early in the go. It was early in the goings-ons.
But I mean,
I wasn't sure yet.
You have season tickets.
Yeah, but I went to like 3 games.
Bull. You went to like 10.
That's not true.
8.
Definitely not true. The kid can verify. I went to no more than 5.
Okay, not
regular
3.
Season games. Well, no more than 5. 3 is no more than 5. I'm not sure. So, but it was just an electric atmosphere. I love this team. And I'll tell you what. I believe LeBron, I don't think he'll ever say it. And maybe he will. Maybe that's what he is saying with some of his comments. I think he likes the fact that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love aren't playing. I think he likes the fact, when we were talking about what's that extra motivation, was it with the Curry was the MVP or bringing the title to Cleveland? I think those are. But he knows that if he wins this NBA Finals without Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, that this will go down as the single greatest playoff performance by an individual in the history of team sports, and he has an opportunity to immediately vault himself into the conversation. He's in the conversation, but maybe to put himself above MJ as the greatest ever, because what he is doing is beyond unbelievable.
I don't think he's in that conversation yet.
So, I don't think he's going to say he likes it, but I think that the fact that he knows if he does this,
yes,
it means so much more than if he wins this title.
It's the equivalent
with
to
Kyrie
it's the equivalent
and Kevin
to multiple
Love.
Rings.
Oh yeah.
By the common fans' standards, but yet the analysts, the writers, you know, that read into every single stat and have their own way of judging the all-time greats and why some lists are so skewed from other lists. Simply comes down to how many rings do you actually have.
I agree, but I would say that this is unlike any other.
No, and you're right.
Ever.
And the greatest thing that's going to come of this, for LeBron James and the individuals on this roster is, if you can overcome and win this year and gain the experience of playing in the finals and you get back there next year, you don't go into it with Love, Irving, Dellavedova, Tristan Thompson with no playoff experience. They've already got that ring. And now you have, as we hope, the healthy scorers, the big three, roles that are truly determined. You've got a NBA championship coach in David Blatt who knows. I mean, it'll be all figured out.
It's amazing.
I mean, right now, we're still figuring it out.
Dudley scored 20 in an NBA Finals game. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
I would have liked 7 of 12, not 7 of 17.
That's okay. He and LeBron were combined.
I don't care what you do. Get me to it. Get me a W.
He and LeBron were a combined 21 of 51 from the floor. But that's okay.
And also, too, the interview that I think everyone should watch, it was on SportsCenter with one of their hosts, I can't recall right now, and with Dwayne Wade. So Dwayne Wade, former teammate, 4 years with LeBron, asking great basketball questions, allowing LeBron to elaborate about his mentality going into the NBA Finals, where they sit now, and also to him elaborating about his teammates and what he expects of them and what he expects of himself.
Do we have that interview, Gibbs?
LeBron?
With Wade.
I do. Let me work on pulling that up here.
All right. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, one of the Browns rookies will join us here on CBD. So we got that coming up next right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.